All right. Well, welcome to the Viking Press Pass. I am Matthew Nickel, and joining me today from the women's basketball team, assistant coach Eric Rowell. So, Eric, thanks for joining me here on a Tuesday night.
No, thank you, sir. Appreciate this. We go a ways back, so being able to talk about Augustana, talk about basketball, is something I love doing. So, no, I enjoy opportunities like this.
Absolutely. Well, we won't comment on how old we were feeling that we were talking about before this.
That's right.
Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, your coaching career at Augustana. You know, we were talking about, I mean, you know, you're a grad of 93, but, you know, you've definitely been around, you know, the Viking program for quite some time. I mean, you were an assistant coach for what, 7 years on the men's team. And then I think you're in your seventh year now with the women's team, like right?
Yeah. Yeah. So I started to lose count. So I think it's seven or eight. I don't know which one it is. So
I mean, we're talking, you know, we'll call it 14 seasons. You know, coaching at Augustana. So, I mean, what's really kind of connected, you know, kept you connected to the Augustana basketball program just, you know, for so many years?
Yeah. Well, for one, I love Augustana. It's one of the most important places in the world to me. So anything I can do for it is an opportunity, is a joy for me. I've been working at Augustana now almost 23 years. I've worked in the advancement office, so I fundraised. I've also spent the last, say, 13, 14 years in the admissions office, where I've recruited students, not just athletes, but all students. So I've had the opportunity to work at Augustana, my alma mater, but also to be able to coach both on the men's and women's side. So it's just been great. I also golf all the time in the simulator that they have there as well. That's my new passion, because I cannot play basketball anymore because everything hurts. So I had to find a new hobby, which is now golf. So I coach the golfers, not necessarily with their skill sets, because I'm terrible. But I talk to them all the time just about life and things like that.
Now, that simulator, is that in towards the end of the Carver Arena where the old like weight room used to be?
Yeah. Well, it's actually where the old so it's on the east side, the east end facing the football fields. So it's where used to be like a gymnastics room or a dance room. It was a track sort of room for a while as well, where the track team used to gather and where the coaches' offices were. But now it's been converted into a beautiful simulator with three hitting bays for the golf team. And I'm working on my game as much as I can.
Yeah. Gosh, I remember that was our weight room my freshman year before they built that nice big one right off the main area. So. Yeah.
Now yeah, my weight room back in the early 90s, late 80s was in the corners of Carver on the west side, where now like the wrestling room is. That used to be a weight room. And then one of the, like, I think there's like a training room that also was a weight room as well. So it was like a dungeon almost. So what we got now is the state of the art compared to what we had then.
Yeah, no, that's well, and I didn't get a chance to go last Friday. I know on campus they had an event that I think maybe we're sharing a little bit about, like ideas or initiatives or maybe the kind of strategic plan. Did they talk much about that on Friday and kind of what did they share or what can you maybe share about what the longer strategic plan? Because I heard Fieldhouse somewhere in that. Yeah. I don't know what that necessarily means, but.
Yeah. Well, I'm not quite sure. I know that's something that's been on the docket for a while. You know, Carver, the gym, it houses everything. And oftentimes, like right now, both the baseball team and the softball team are inside, you know, on the basketball court, throwing baseballs all over the place and you know, scuffing it up a little bit. But they have to. And that's because, you know, we have limited space. So if there is an opportunity for a field house sometime in the near future, that'd be outstanding. Just got to figure out where. Obviously, it's going to cost a whole lot of money to build something like that. So got to make sure that that's going to be possible for Augustana. But we got Kirk Anderson, a former basketball player, being a CFO.
Yeah.
So hopefully he's got the smarts, and I know he does, to figure this out for us. So.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I wanted to I had to take part of Wednesday off and Thursday off. So I wanted to try and make it, but just with some work obligations, couldn't get over there. But
yeah, that's all right.
Now, how have you seen kind of the program, you know, evolve, you know, over your, you know, 14 years of just coaching, but obviously, you know, you've been around, you know, Augustana for, you know, 20 some years. How have you just kind of seen the basketball program just kind of evolve over your tenure there?
Yeah. Well, both the men's and the women's side, the challenge now in this day and age is you can't rely on the just solely on the local talent. There used to be a time with all colleges, even the, you know, large public universities, where the majority of the students came from the region, so to speak, whether it be in state or around, you know, in the Midwest or what have you. And at Augustana, we used to rely heavily on the Chicagoland area. That was our bread and butter. Mm-hmm. So when I was a student at Augustana, probably 95% of all the students on the entire campus, so over 2,000 students, all came from the Chicagoland area. But now we have to recruit because there's so much competition now. As far as kids are interested in traveling, they don't necessarily want to stay in their home state all the time, or even in the Midwest or whatever region they're from. So we have to recruit from all over. So I think that's been the biggest change, so to speak, is trying to find students that aren't just simply in your backyard, but you got to go out and find them from all over, because kids are really adventurous now. The world is much smaller as far as them being connected to others. So that's probably the biggest thing. We got a kid from Oregon on our team. We got a kid from Colorado on our team. I know the men's program has done so as well. We've had a couple of international players on our team as well. We got a kid from mm-hmm. Morocco this year. We've had a kid from Spain, a kid from Greece. So we're really excited about being able to sort of cast a wide net and find people from all over that would thrive at a place like Augustana.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, when you start talking about that, because when I go back to, you know, my days, 2001 to 2005, part of the reason I went to Augustana, and specifically, you know, was for football, because a majority of the kids I knew on the team were, you know, the top players from our conference here in the Quad City area. And then, yeah, you know, yeah, then the rest, like you said, were Chicago. We maybe had, you know, one or two from like LA or, you know, somewhere kind of outside that region. But now you look at it, it's like, yeah, you know, the baseball teams from all over, basketball teams from, yeah, all over, you know, even the wrestling program, you know, is from kind of all over the country. So, yeah. So, you know, kind of got me a little bit on this thought topic around just the admission side of it. But also around like exposure in basket, you know, exposure just on like our sports streaming, for example. Does that ever become like an interest for students, like when they're thinking about come here and they think about athletics and they, and, you know, all the different, you know, media and exposure and things that kids are, you know, seemingly looking for? Like, does that ever come up when you're talking to students?
Yes and no. It's not like, you know, you think about the Big Ten and the SEC. Yeah, those kids are going to be on national television, you know, every time they play. So that's a big draw for kids who have that sort of talent. At our level, it's great that we can, all the games are live streamed so people can watch. I've talked to recruits that watched our games. They said, you know, hey, I watched you. I like the way you guys play. So that does happen. But I don't believe that is a major draw for them. The education is always going to be the biggest draw at a place like Augustana, with our national ranking being so high and our beautiful campus mm-hmm. and all that stuff. So, and then at the same time, we have a great history of athletics where we've, you know, played for conference championships. We've gone to the national tournament or gone to nationals depending on what the sport is. So I think for a kid that's interested in D3 athletics and D2 as well, because they're not going to be on national television that much either. The draw is first the education, but also the opportunity to play the sport that you love and be successful in that. So, yeah, it's cool that our games are live streamed. So parents and grandparents and cousins from all over the country, if not all over the world, can still watch us play.
Absolutely. Well, that was part of why I wanted to start this channel, you know, and, you know, obviously it is completely voluntary and, but I think it's just, you know, so much fun to connect with student athletes on a different, you know, platform, and obviously coaches like yourself. And, but yeah, when you talk a little bit about, you know, the academic side of things, I mean, it's definitely been nice that, Augustana started the engineering track. I think that's been that's been a nice addition. But also the Lindbergh building with the kinesiology, you know, has been awesome as well. And heck, I mean, just having that type of facility and like the water polo teams and how competitive they've been on the national scale. I mean, it's kind of a nice little hidden gem right in the middle of campus.
Yeah, we've, you know, Augustana has really grown the last, say, 15, almost 20 years now. When you think about the facilities that we've added, you know, like the Lindbergh Center, which houses kinesiology and our brand new pool, we've added multiple sports over the years. We're now up to 28 sports here at Augustana, including esports. So kids can work their thumbs really well. They can participate in that. Yeah, we've added new majors, you know, kinesiology, as you mentioned, engineering, data analytics. So Augustana continues to grow. A lot of colleges have been stagnant the last, say, 15, 20 years, particularly with the economic downturn that we had in 2007, 8, 9. And then with COVID, a lot of colleges have not been able to grow, have not been able to build. Some schools, even in our conference, have shrunk, gotten smaller, because they haven't been able to continue their success. So their student body populations are lower. But at Augustana, we've been able to maintain that right around that 2,500 population there. And one of the reasons we have is because we've actually grown in the sense of finding kids from all over the world, where we got 35 states represented and over 50 countries. So that's something that is far different than what it was when I was here, you know, 30 plus years ago, where, again, the majority of the students came from the Chicagoland area. So we've done what we needed to do in order to keep Augustana vibrant. And the proof is the growth that we've had, you know, with facilities and opportunities, programs and things like that.
Yeah. And it's awesome to see. I mean, not only just do we have just a rich, you know, history and tradition and academics and athletics, but, you know, the last probably 2 years, there's been a number of, you know, Division III schools that have kind of closed their doors unable to meet it financially. So, you know, it's great to see that Augustana has, you know, this kind of next like 15-year strategic plan, you know, and they continue to stay pretty pretty connected with the alumni group and kind of really forward thinking and you know, being a great school. So, now
we've kind of go ahead.
No, say go ahead. Finish that thought.
I'll say we've done a great job with our stewardship in the sense of maintaining great relationships with alumni. So our advancement office has been very strong, just making sure that people are connected to Augustana, not only that they give, you know, financially, and our alums are very supportive in that way, but also they care about Augustana. They care about the experience that they had when they were in school, and they want it to continue. So people constantly show up. They call. I don't know how many classmates of mine and friends that I went to school with have had kids go through Augustana. And it's like every year somebody calls me. It's like, hey, I got a senior. And, you know, what's the process of enrollment and all that? So I think Augustana alums are very passionate about their school. And they want to see it thrive. So staying connected is really important. And we continue to do so as far as, you know, building those relationships and strengthening the love for Augustana.
Well, we may have a future Viking in my household. So my son, Wyatt, says he wants to come to Augustana. So he That's comes right. to me about as every event as he can. So, now thinking about your role on the staff for the basketball team, how would you kind of describe what your role is and kind of aspects of the team that you oversee?
Sure. Well, so I would classify myself as the assistant. So yeah, my role primarily is just to make sure everybody's feeling good. Sort of echo what the coach says. Because of my full-time job at Augustana, I can't make every practice. I probably go to, you know, 80% of all practices, majority of all the games. I think I've missed maybe two games this year for work purposes. But my role is to make sure they all feel good. So when coach yells at them, I go up behind him and say, no, he's not that mad at you. You're all right. I try to, you know, impart some of the wisdom I have. Just about playing sports, being involved with it. Not so much the basketball acumen. I'll leave that up to the coaches for that. But for me, it's more or less being able to understand how this is a grand experience for our athletes, and don't take it for granted. So it's important to work hard, to give your all, particularly in the games, because you only get 25 games guaranteed every single year. And you want to play well in those games. So it's about inspiring them to give their all and not being so worried about making mistakes, although we do want to cut down on turnovers. So it's important for them, again, just to feel good about the sport, because it's going to be over. I learned that. You know, that 4 years goes by real fast. So I want them to treasure, you know, every single moment that they have, and be excited about being a college basketball player, because that's not everyone can say that.
Well, and that's a great transition, because, you know, this Saturday, right, it's senior day. It's the last home game, you know, for the women this year. And, you know, how would you kind of summarize, you know, the Ashley Lang, Emma Berg, you know, the two seniors on the team to honor on Saturday, you know, how would you kind of summarize them and just, you know, their kind of contributions to the program, you know, over the last kind of 4 years?
Yeah, well, they're both spectacular human beings. And one of the things that we've done really well over the years, particularly with the women's team, and I've noticed happens on the men's side as well, is that we recruited great people to come to Augustana. And these two young ladies have given their all for this program, for their college. They're going to walk out of here as graduates. And most of us do, of course. That is the expectation. But they're really kind people. Their teammates love them. They do work hard in practice and in games. So they are branded Augustana Vikings for the rest of their lives. And I hope that, you know, when they leave and, you know, 20 years from now, when they have an opportunity to reflect upon the experiences that they have, they will smile, because wearing Augustana across your chest for 4 years is a spectacular experience. And I believe they both loved it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, it's, you know, I had a chance to interview both of them earlier this year on here, and but it was even nice just to be able to reach out and, you know, just kind of clarify, you know, some name spellings on their, or some pronunciations on their parents. And, you know, I asked Ashley if it's, you know, is it Cherry or is it Sherry? You know, just being able to have that direct connection has been awesome. And, you know, what advice would you give, though, or maybe have you given to the seniors, you know, for their, you know, this week heading into their last kind of home game of the regular season?
Well, I think it's tough coming to the end of the season. We haven't had a great year. We're very young. So our future is very bright. More than likely, this is probably going to be our last game of the year, unless, you know, a few miracles happen there. And hopefully there will be a few miracles. But I would hope that you got a couple more practices before that game on Saturday. So give your all during those practices. You know, dribble that ball a little bit harder, shoot a little bit straighter, play defense with a little bit more ferocity, because, you know, it's going to come to a close, and it ends for all of us. So I would hope that, you know, if they were to hear any of this, that they would die for a few more loose balls for the remaining of practices. And when they get in the game, they let it all hang out. They don't, you know, hold back anything. They don't have to worry about what the coaches are thinking or what anyone's thinking. They just go out there and love their teammates and love the game, and treasure every second that they have.
Well, I was, so Lucas Mitzel is part of North Central, and he does a lot of their like PA for their games. Uh-huh. And last night he put out some various odds and around things that can happen. There's a lot of chaos that could happen between now and Saturday. And I said, like, the Vikings have, you know, there's a statistically, there's like a 27% chance. And I'm like, hey, let's do it at the end of the day, you know.
That's right.
Crazier things have happened. So, you know, and I mean, you know, the girls have shown, you know, they've been able to play and hang, you know, with some of the best teams, you know, in the CCIW. It's just being able to do so flawlessly for four quarters. So,
Our conference is very strong. We got nationally ranked teams in our conference. And that's always happened. You know, it's always been, it's one of the best conferences in the country, you know, for Division III athletics. So, you got to bring your A game every single night. You got to work on your skill sets. You got to develop them. You got to grow. So it's really important for them to continue to be successful. So yeah, it's a great opportunity for them here at Augustana to have a wonderful experience. So hopefully they again continue to treasure it.
Absolutely. Well, let's change a little bit of a topic because you know, as it's, you know, there on the bottom, you know, of your little subtext there, I mean, the 93 national championship run, I think I'd be a little remiss if I didn't want to talk about it and bring it up, as we get ready to go into conference play. But can you maybe share just a little bit about that year in general and, you know, what was it like to play the game at such a high level?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, first off, with the little ticker that's going underneath, we lost 71-68, not 86-71.
Oh, sorry. So yeah, just, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So we only lost by three. It was a nail biter. So
yes. Yes. Oh, that was completely backwards. I must've been doing that a little late at night. So thanks for the correction.
Yeah. So no, we had, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. I loved every second of it. Just playing with our, you know, with my friends that are now my best friends. You know, we're all, many of us in each other's weddings. We're godparents of each other's kids. It's just spectacular. But being able to play basketball and be successful, or play any sport and be successful is fantastic. My freshman year, our record was 7-19. So we were not very good my freshman year. But by the time my senior year rolls around, we're playing for a national championship. So a lot can happen in just a few years and teams can get good and if not get great. So no, it was a wonderful experience, the traveling around. And the coolest thing was how the Quad Cities just lit up. I mean, people were excited about us. I remember going to a pizza parlor just with some buddies just to get some pizza. And people were like, hey, the Vikings are here, you know. It was awesome. So you're walking around campus in your leather jacket and just feeling good. Everybody talking to you. That was a wonderful time. So it's, you know, you play hard because you never know what happens.
No, and you know, as you think about like you think about the basketball team and the number of freshmen, you know, that that are on the team this year. You know, what type of advice would you give them around, like you said, you know, you guys weren't very good your freshman year, national champions, you know, your senior year. I mean, what was that journey like, you know, to get to that level?
Yeah, well, it was hard work. It was people putting in time to understand how they can develop and how they can grow. But sometimes things just click. We had a couple of players on our team that were, for lack of better terms, just like sort of out of control and athletic and strong, but just didn't have, you know, everything needed to sort of come together. And it just did. Like our junior year, I remember we were, I think, 18-8 our junior year and just missed, actually my sophomore year and junior year, we just missed going to the national tournament. We finished, I believe, second or third in our conference. And we were just like a few votes away from getting into the tournament. And then our senior year, we had the best player in the country. We had two All-Americans on our team, and we had the best player in the country in Kirk Anderson. So when you have talent like that, again, no one thought anything of us when we were freshmen. None of us played as freshmen. I mean, no one had significant time on varsity at all as freshmen or any time. So we basically had 3 years, and many of us actually played JV our sophomore year as well. So, you know, just over a span of, you know, 2 to 3 years, everything just clicked for us. And it was just hard work and passion and love and faith and, you know, belief in oneself, but also belief in that team. Our coach was very good, who was Steve Yount at the time. And he let us just play. Of course, there were plays and things like that that we had to run. Mm-hmm. But no, we had fun. He gave us a chance to be successful. And we ran with that.
Now, you just mentioned... Now you've been around, you know, and seen some great players, you know, during your time and maybe start on the men's side, right? So you've seen obviously Kirk Anderson, you know, Drew Carsons, Rick Harrigan, Nolan Ebel, Krishan Orange, Hunter Hill. Oh, yeah. Like there's, you know, a handful of names, but yeah. Like who would you put, you know, if you had your like Mount Rushmore of maybe two or three players? I'm assuming Kirk Anderson's on there. So let's go. Yeah. One or two people outside of Kirk Anderson, who do you think has been, you know, some of the top players on the men's side in your time?
Yeah. Well, you mentioned them. I would say Kirk, definitely. Another one of my teammates is Aubin Cooper, who was, you know, 6'5 post, extremely athletic, strong, dangerous to other people, not his own teammates, but to everybody else. Like, you didn't want to get fouled by him. And he could shoot with either hand, extremely skilled. You mentioned Nolan Ebel. I would say if I'm going to start a team, however, it's going to be who's the point guard? Little point guard number 14 before Nolan, Hunter Hill.
Hunter Hill, yep.
I'm going to start it with Hunter Hill. Hunter Hill was a stud. I mean, a point guard at 5'9" that no one could stop. Then I would go with Kirk. I would go with Aubin, and then I would probably round things out with Nolan and Krishan Orange. Absolutely. But I think that's a lethal squad right there. I'm pretty sure some guys from the 80s and 70s, you know, we had the Twin Towers in the 70s. We had 2 7-footers that got us to a Final Four in the 70s. So I'm pretty sure they would argue about, you know, who would be on the Mount Rushmore. But just from what I've seen in my 20 years here, plus my 4 years at Augustana as a student, I would put those guys, you know, Mr. Anderson, Mr. Cooper, Mr. Hill, Krishan Orange, and Nolan Ebel.
Well, let's go to the women's side, because I know, like, you know, you were a student when Keisha Brooks was there. You know, she's averaging like almost 20. You know, Izzy Anderson. You know, you had Izzy Anderson, obviously Emma Berg, Macy Beinborn, you know, probably two of the best 3-point shooters. You know, what would be your squad on the women's side?
Yeah, that's a good one. So I'm trying to think of, there's a player that graduated, I want to say in 89. So my freshman year, I'm trying to think of her name, because she's a principal at Rock Ridge High School. Right now, but she's like one of the all-time leading scorers. I just can't think of her name right now. But yeah, I would throw in, I mean, Izzy was a great player. Keisha Brooks, I mean, was dominant. She's in our Hall of Fame. She was unstoppable around the basket at, you know, at 5'8", probably at best. Macy's one of the greatest shooters that we ever had. Gabby Lewis. Was spectacular. You know, again, 5'9" guard that was as strong and as quick as everybody that she played against. So having them right there, I think Audrey Erickson is going to be really good. She has a chance to be great. She's so savvy. She's a baller. She's got handles. She can shoot. She can score with either hand. She's got moves in the paint. Audrey has a chance to be one of our best here at Augustana. So I'm really excited to be able to be around her for the next couple of years.
Yeah, that's a good freshman class that have come in. You know, so, you know, some of them, I mean, Tia Lewis has settled in really nice. Sierra Hull's been getting some good minutes.
Kelly Pepez, she's been great, you know, as a post player. It's exciting to have her around and got another year with her. So she's going to be one of the most, you know, dominant post players in the conference next year, if not the best post player in the conference next year will be Callie. So, she would be, you know, definitely one of our top 20 players, you know, in the history of the program as well, I believe.
Yeah. She really started hitting a stride. What was it? Maybe end of December, early January, was really starting to kind of get into her own here. So that's going to be exciting to see kind of what she does next year. But, you know, maybe shift a little bit just to talk about kind of your role in, you know, off the court at Augustana. So you're the assistant director of, you know, admissions and diversity outreach. So can you maybe talk a little bit about kind of what you do in those roles?
Yeah. Well, primarily my role is to recruit students from all over. Not all over, but I've been, you know, 13, 14 years now, I've been recruiting students, general students, regardless of whether they played a sport or not. But I also help out with athletics and recruiting sports. And of course, I recruit for the women's basketball team. But it's a joy for me to help kids sort of figure out what might be their path. I know I'm not going to get every student that I talk to choose Augustana, but I want them to find their place, whether it be at Augustana or any place else. So I love doing this. I love talking to parents and helping them realize how special this moment is as well. So that's my primary role at Augustana. And then with diversity outreach, it's being able to find opportunities for students from a variety of different backgrounds to be able to be interested in Augustana as well, but also for me to be engaged in our community. So I'm on several local boards in the Quad Cities. One of the boards I'm on is called the Quad City Minority Partnership, where I work with representatives from a variety of different colleges and high schools in the area, from St. Ambrose, University of Iowa, Western Illinois, and then all the high schools in the area, where we put on events for local students, particularly students of color, to help them realize that, you know, college will be an option for them or whatever their careers might be as well. So it's been a lot of fun for me to be engaged in our community. And again, I've been coaching, obviously, for a long time with Augustana, but then I was coaching my kids' stuff, too. Yeah. So, you know, like you, you know, you're coaching all their T-ball, soccer, basketball. I did all that stuff with them. So I don't know what I'm going to do. My youngest is at Augustana right now. He's a thrower in the track team. So I get to watch him as well. But when he's out, it'll be just me and my wife. And hopefully we'll have a great time and have some grand experiences as well. And then maybe one day I'll be following some grandkids around or something. So,
well, I mean, you can take on cricket, right? I mean, if you started to enjoy twins, a little cricket, yeah. Right?
Yeah. Yeah, my twins. Yeah, they're in just outside Dallas, and they're taking it. They're playing cricket right now, almost on a national scale. So yeah, it's amazing what I get to do in my life and everything. So I'm quite proud of the experiences that I've had and the opportunity I have to be involved in the lives of other people. And so, you know, Augustana has been a major part of that. I don't believe I'd have any of this without those 4 years that I had at Augustana.
I love it. Now, has your work like in this role kind of help, you know, maybe shape your approach to like, coaching and how you mentor, you know, student athletes or, you know, just students kind of interested in coming to Augustana as well?
Yeah. So yeah, talking to athletes, a variety of sports is cool because they're just like everybody else. They're nervous. They want to be successful. They don't know if they're good enough, or sometimes they believe they're too good, and then they have to take a step back when they get here because everybody was good when they were in high school. So being able to mentor kids, talk to them about being successful. Talk to them about, you know, taking it day by day, but also having an eye on the big picture in the sense of where do you want to be in life and whom do you wish to become? I think those are extremely important questions that I want to ask them. So I want them to think about their present, but also their future. And being at a college is just wonderful because I see young people all the time.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Well, hey, appreciate, you know, jumping on and connecting here. Yeah, I know we're, you know, yeah, quite a bit of time here, and yeah, it's been a ton of fun just to, I get to see you regularly. So it's not it's a new face by any stretch of the imagination, but no, it's been awesome, man. Just connecting and talking a little bit about, you know, Augustana and basketball and kind of all the cool things that, that make up you and is you as you. So.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate this, man, you know. Again, us Augie brothers got to stay together.
Yeah, gosh, you know, it's been, you know, it's funny. I talk about, you know, just the different connections and folks, you know, we've been kind of connected to, and it's like, oh yeah, I've known Eric since, you know, I was a freshman in college, and oh, and I knew Coach Delp. He was a freshman my junior year. So the network runs deep, man. I tell you what, I find it hard to go anywhere and not run into or connect with someone at Augustana, you know, that's been at Augustana. And I remember we were up in Rainy Lake, the Canadian border, and we were at one of the national forests up there, and ended up running into someone that was a class of like 67 or 69, you know, we had an Augustana shirt on. I was just talking to Harry Pels last Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, from 67.
Yeah, Harry Pels. Yeah, I know Harry.
And heck, today I was talking to Coach Dick Blair, you know, so it's like, it's all over. So,
Oh, that's great.
That's what makes it a lot of fun. Well, Eric, appreciate you jumping on. Absolutely. And for those that are, you know, maybe catching this before Saturday, come support the Vikings. Let's Pat Carver. That's right. We got two nationally ranked teams. You know, we'll be there for senior day. So, you know, girls are set for two. men set for 4:15 and come out and support these seniors. So I'll be doing PA. So it's going to be a long, be a working day for me.
Good. All right, sir.
Well, Eric, thanks again.
All right. It was great. I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.